Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, angels, and welcome to another night. Tonight we're actually talking about the full moon, which obviously happens every month. And when there's two full moons in a month, it's also known as a blue moon, just in case somebody didn't know that. But this full moon is pretty cool because it falls right after spring, you know, the first day of spring, and, you know, that's all about new beginnings, starting over, and really we can use the full moon for that too, as a reminder that we can always start over, we can always begin again. And like I've said so many times before, you don't have to wait for a new year or any other reason to want to become a better version of yourself. And so tonight I just wanted to talk some about the moon, and we'll have a meditation, and you know, we'll have some really cool things happening. So to get started, I just want to mention that if you pay attention to the moon, you'll see that everything is a cycle. Everything on Earth cycles through. We cycle through the seasons. Like I mentioned, here we are in spring. And so everything cycles, and so does the moon. And sometimes if you ever feel like you're just stuck on, you know, the little mouse wheel, and you're just running, but you just keep going through these cycles and the same problems keep happening, the same things keep showing up for you, one thing I would recommend you might want to try, record a whole cycle of the moon. And you can start on the full moon or you can start on the new moon. But record like just a little bit every day and see if there's patterns. You know, for thousands of years, people have studied and watched the moon and the cycles, and they've found connections. And yes, a lot of it now is seen as superstitious, but not all of it. So, you know, there's certain things like when the moon is waxing, you know, you cut your hair to make it grow faster. You know, if you go by an almanac, you should plant certain things on certain days under certain moons, and you know, all this stuff. So I think there's really something to it. And of course, the moon controls the tides, the ebb and flow. And I think it also can give us keys and clues into the ebbs and flows of our own life. And you can pay attention, because normally around the full moon, your emotions are very high. People are very sensitive. And I know a lot of times people that work at the hospital dread the full moon, because it's like anything that could happen does happen. And the emergency rooms are packed, you know, people are having babies, you know, there's a whole bunch of babies born. And I know I used to work for a home, and it was like every time there was a full moon, everything went haywire. I mean, there was people calling out, people not showing up, paperwork would get lost, you know, clients calling, wanting to change schedules. It just, again, if it could happen, it did happen. And so I think there's something to the madness. I think it's definitely a time of high energy, high sensitivity, high emotion. And that's a cause for a lot of it. So I would just highly recommend that you kind of just keep a little journal and see what happens. And I would, if you're serious about wanting to see if there's patterns in your life that seem to come up, and if it has any kind of a connection to the moon phases, do about three cycles through the moon with the moon phases and just see what happens. I've actually been doing this myself and here recently, and I started to notice that around certain times of in the moon cycles that, you know, my money ebbs and flows, my cash flow, my abundance ebbs and flows. And so I've been tracking that, and I've also noticed, it's going to sound a little bizarre, but I've also noticed that it seems like at certain moon times, my husband gets sick in some way, shape, or fashion. So I don't know what that's all about, but I'm going to keep watching it for a few more cycles and see if I can find a pattern and then at least know what to expect. And I think that's the biggest thing, is knowing what to expect so that you can anticipate and you can, work around it. So I think that's really helpful. Right now, the full moon is also a great time and a reminder that you should always be practicing self-love and self-care. You should take time out at least once a month, if not, much more often, to just have some me time, to just have some prayer time, to get still, to think about your life, where it's going, where you want it to go, what are your goals, review those. How are you working on them? What are your intentions? How are they, how are you, directing your intention, and are you on track with your goals? It's a good time to just kind of review those kinds of things. The full moon is also a great time to work on any kind of healing or forgiveness work. And that's very, very important, because to be a better person, you have to be willing to release and forgive and let go. And the full moon is a great time to do that. And I'd also like to mention that a great angel to ask for help with, if you're working on any kind of healing and releasing and forgiveness work, or also if you're wanting to just work on finding out what your spiritual gifts are, or working with your spiritual gifts to heighten them, whether it's, like something like clairvoyance, clairaudience, anything like that. A great angel to call on is Archangel Haniel. And she or he, whatever, you prefer, but she will help, call on her. You can, ask for help when you're praying. You can ask for to have heightened intuition, to know the right thing to do. And so if you're really working on a goal, there's something you really want in your life, a really good thing to do, which we'll do in just a little bit, will be to, reframe your mind around your intention and then ask, what can I do to get me there? Ask for the guidance, ask for that intuition to be lit up so that you can really know and start to have really, really awesome ideas and, really tap into the divine mind to pick up more creativity and openness and figure out different ways if things aren't working, better ways to accomplish your goals. And also to ask what you need to let go of and what you need to heal to be able to accomplish your goals. Because sometimes we stand in our own way and don't realize it because we haven't done our forgiveness work, or we haven't worked on, letting go and healing something or a situation or something from the past. And so definitely you can call on Archangel Haniel. She'll definitely help you with that. You can get still, do your prayer, do your meditation, light a candle, anything like that would be really great. And you also want to make sure that you're using positive words, positive affirmations, being very grateful, and that's, something to definitely look at. So, after the full moon, there's the waning moon. And so that energy is a little different because that energy it's decreasing. So it's, what are things that you want to get rid of in your life or have less of in your life? So let's say if you find that you're very judgmental of people, and that's something that's holding you back. So in your prayer time during the full moon, it release judgment. And so maybe it's judgment of yourself, maybe it's judgment of other people. But the waning moon can help you do that because that's what it is. So you set the intention of, I want to be less judgmental of myself and other people. And a great thing to do would be to journal on that. So you can do that and then, become very aware of your thoughts. And, when you... it's just a great time during the waning moon to focus on your thoughts and be able to pay attention to when a judgmental thought comes up, to be able to say, no, I don't want that thought anymore. I'm releasing that now and replace it with a positive thought, or, the opposite, and have a positive thought. Because I think so often, especially we're judgmental of other people, and people we don't even know, you just see people and you judge them based on what they look like, you know, what they're wearing, the expression on their face, how their hair's done, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And we become very judgmental and we forget that we're all one and we're all connected. And you never know what that other person is going through. And so one thing that I like to try to do is, you know, find something beautiful inside of everybody. Because everybody is loved and everybody is special and we all are one. So when judgmental thoughts pop up for you, you know, that would be a great opportunity to practice cutting that thought off and find something good and positive about that person. And you can even compliment people. That is such a huge thing. You never know how you can improve somebody's day by just offering a compliment, whether it's their hair, their makeup, their jewelry, you know, what they're wearing, you know, their smile, anything like that. You know, just find something. There's something with everybody that you can find to compliment. And if there's not, then, you know, just pray really hard for that person and for yourself, because you should hopefully be able to find something in somebody that you can find some kind of a positive somewhere to focus on. And that helps decrease your negative focus. So, you know, always, you can always call on Haniel and she will definitely help you. Okay, so I think we're just going to jump right into the meditation. I think that was pretty much everything I wanted to cover with that, but I really wanted to have time to do a really, really good meditation. So we will do that now. So if you are able and in a safe place to do so, and you're not driving or anything like that, I invite you to just relax. Find a comfortable place to sit and relax a little bit and, you know, just find a relaxing position that works well for you. I don't necessarily recommend on laying down because you may fall asleep, but just get comfortable and close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. And I want you to imagine that you are in a beautiful field and it is nighttime and it's peaceful and you're in a lavender field and you can smell the beautiful flowers, you can smell the lavender and it smells so good. And you can hear a nice, peaceful little stream nearby, a little babbling brook just going by. And, you know, the temperature is just kind of cool, but not cold. It's just very comfortable, relaxing. And although it's night and it is dark outside, the moon is full and bright and it's just lighting up this field. And as you're sitting in this field, you feel yourself very connected and grounded to the earth. And you can feel the grass underneath you. You can feel its coolness. And you can feel your feet and your hips and everything, your legs, just all relax down into the ground, connecting very deeply. And you know that in this field you are very safe. There's nothing to worry about. You can feel very loved. And as you feel connected to the ground, just imagine for a moment all your worries, all your tensions in your head and your face and your neck, all down your spine and your arms, all your tension kind of melting down into the ground, releasing, letting go. And as you're letting go, just relax more and more. And you can feel the bright light on your face. You can see it through your closed eyelids. And you feel good. You feel relaxed. And you feel at peace. And then I want you to imagine really getting connected with the earth. And feeling that love and support of Mother Earth. Just kind of pouring into you, rising up into you, and making you feel safe. and loved and protected, provided for. And just imagine that you are opening your eyes and you're looking around at this beautiful field. And it's so abundant with the lavender. And you realize that the earth is truly abundant. And everything you need is provided for. And Mother Earth lovingly provides everything for you in abundance. And as you feel this love rising up, let it rise up through your spine, all the way up into your heart, and just feel your heart expand and open up. And you'll keep going up your spine, into your head, and out to the top of your head. And as you feel the energy come up to the top of your head, or you can't feel it, just imagine it, that you start to sprout branches from your arms and your shoulders and your neck and your head. And it's very easy. It's very relaxing. It's not stressful in any way. And then imagine beautiful white flowers just showing up, like all the beautiful trees where I am right now are just blooming, beautiful little flowers, welcoming spring. And just imagine that you're just filled up with the light and the love and abundance of spring and renewal and starting fresh. But yet you're still in the darkness and you're in the moonlight. And now see the moon as if it's just getting larger and larger, as if it's coming closer and closer to the earth. And it's getting larger and larger. Feels like it's just right above you now, very large, very full, and you can just feel the loving energy coming down and making all your beautiful flowers just sparkling. And it sparkles so fresh and so pretty. And that sparkling, glowing energy just fills you, just comes down through your head, back down your spine, filling you up, making you feel refreshed and renewed. And as you're now ready to welcome spring and all the fun new life that comes with spring, think about what you want to accomplish this spring. What's something new you're wanting to bring into your own life? What's a goal that you've not yet accomplished? That's the first thing that easily comes to mind. And think about what it would feel like to reach that goal and accomplish it in a very quick timeline. How good and renewing that feels. And now the moon. What do I need to release or heal so that my goal can be accomplished? Whatever first pops into your mind, very easy, not forced, it's very natural. Whatever comes to mind. And now give gratitude to the moon and to spirit and to your angels, to your guides, to your guardians, and thanking them for providing you with this information. And now feel yourself just coming back into your body. Just feel all that love and energy coming back into your heart. Still feel that connection, those moonbeams just shining down on you. They light up the field. And start to wiggle your fingers a little bit. And stay connected to that light. Stay connected to the love. Stay connected to the moon. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And so hopefully you found something that you can work on releasing and healing If not, try it again. Try the meditation again. Take your time with it and just wait. And you can also call on Archangel Haniel, like I said before, to ask for help in revealing, you know, what it is that you need to work on releasing and healing. And I wanted to talk to you about healing and for some forgiveness work, because some people aren't really sure what that looks like and how to go about making that happen. So here's what I'm going to suggest. If you had healing and forgiveness come up for you, if you had something come up for you in the meditation, you know, find the root, what's involved, what happened, what's the situation, and not necessarily to dissect it or pull apart, but more to understand the players and what took part, what happened. And so when you can pinpoint the hurt, when you can pinpoint the person that you've not let go of yet, that you've not fully forgiven, and the situation that happened, go ahead and step back. Step back out of the situation and try to see what happened very unbiasedly, seeing both sides. And that's a good way to start. You know, try to see what really happened. Where were your emotions high? And you should be able to connect to your emotions right now because, again, the full moon brings in high emotion sensitivity. And so you should be able to connect with those feelings that you had and what caused you so much hurt and caused so much unforgiveness for you. And so connect with those feelings and now step back from them and let yourself just calm and it's okay to let them out again, you know, to get emotional, because if you've not healed, you're still holding on to that stuff and you need to let it out. So it's okay to let it out now and don't judge yourself for it. But then what I really want you to do is once you've released it, kind of those emotions, and you've stepped back from the situation, step into the other person's shoes and try to find it out without judging right or wrong, without throwing your own personal opinions and perceptions into the situation, but truly try to see what was that person's motivation? What caused them to do whatever it was that they do that caused you so much hurt? And really try to see the flip side. Try to see things from their side. Because often there's things that went on, whether it's in their past, their family situation, or they're just their personality, you know, certain things that formed and shaped that along the way that caused them to act that way. And so when you can step into that person's shoes and really try to understand where they were coming from, what emotions were they feeling? Were they just as hurt or were they lost? Were they coming from a place of anger? Were they coming from a place of confusion? Were they just trying to look out for themselves, self-preservation, which is something that is so very strong in all of us that sometimes we forget to think about other people. You know, try to find and tap into what were they experiencing? What emotions were they having? Because when you can step into the other person's shoes, that's when you can start to form compassion for them. And it's the compassion that leads to the forgiveness. And it's not always easy, and it does take time, but that is the fastest way to forgive and to truly heal. So I think I've given a few examples of this before. I don't remember, so I'll just give you one new. So there was this friend I had growing up, and as a teenager, actually, an older teenager, I was about 19, 20. And she had been kicked out of her home, and so she was staying with me. And I kind of just took her under my wing, basically. And, you know, I gave her a place to stay. I helped her get a job where I was working. You know, I took her, you know, forth and did stuff together and, you know, just really trying to help her get on her feet and find her way in the world. And she ended up stealing, among other things, one of my credit cards and spending a bunch of money and really just blowing a bunch of stuff on this credit card. And so, of course, I was extremely upset with her, and I didn't find out until after she had moved out. So she had quit working where we worked, where I got her the job. She had moved out, and then I had found out that she had stolen a credit card and done all this stuff. Okay, so here's an example. My story is I was trying to help this person. And she took advantage of me and she was ungrateful. So that's the story I used to have. But when I let go of that, I could really see how I really just wanted to help her make better decisions. And I wanted her to make better choices in life. And so I was really coming from a place of control instead of a place of love, like I thought I was. So when I let go of my story of, oh, I was trying to help her and she just took advantage of me, and really stepped back and thought, you know, what were my motivations? Why was I doing this? Well, yes, I was trying to help her, but it wasn't my place. It wasn't my place to help her. That was just the part of me that is controlling that took over. And, you know, then I had to go to the flip side of that. What was she feeling? Having this person, his sister friend, come in and say, you're going to work here and you're going to live with me and we're going to go everywhere together, much put you in this box and I put you in this little cage and this is what you're going to do and this is how you're going to live your life. Like, no wonder she rebelled so much. No wonder she wanted to get out of there. No wonder she wanted to escape. You know, I don't think it says that she was ungrateful. It just wasn't what she wanted. And here I was putting this stuff on her. But, you know, I held on to the anger of the whole credit card situation because she denied it, which was crazy. Because people should always accept responsibility for their actions. But she, you know, denied everything. And you know, even though she had stuff shipped to her new house, like, why would I ship? But anyway, you know, so it's stepping into the, what were they feeling? What were their motivations? What were they going through? She was probably scared. She was probably in self-preservation. How can I take care of myself? How can I get my life back? How can I get control of myself back? And no, she didn't make the best choice to make that happen. But I can have compassion for the person she was then. She was young, you know, and I can understand that now, and so I can forgive that now. But it wasn't until I let go of my story and my hurt and really fessed up to my true feelings and my own true motivations that I was able to step into her shoes then from an unbiased perspective and really say, okay, what was she feeling and what did I put her through? And, you know, coming to a place of forgiveness and compassion and eventually healing. And really, it doesn't bother me anymore. It was a learning lesson. I learned a lot about control and stepping in places I don't belong. And I also learned a lot about healing and forgiveness. So it's a lesson that I probably wouldn't change now. So I hope that you can use all this information to make some great healing headway in your life. And to really focus on, you know, getting rid of things that you don't want, such as judgment and unforgiveness. So anyway, that's it for me. I hope that you have a great week, and I will see you next week. I'm not sure what we'll talk about, but we'll find something. And so I hope you have a good night.